So I'm currently writing a ebook which I'm going to be releasing in January, which is about running or creating a website that's designed to generate a return on investment. And one of the chapters is on call to action, and one of the bits that I'm currently writing on about within that chapter is the idea that if you want to motivate somebody to do something, then you have to demonstrate the benefits that you provide to them. Okay, so often when we talk about features, don't we? We talk about, what we offer, what our services are, rather than how that benefits the user, and how it makes the user feel. And I was quite shocked actually, because I was going through my library of inspirational sites, trying to find examples of sites that did this, that talked in terms of the benefits that users will derive from using their service. And actually, I couldn't find any. It was all, we do this, we do that, we offer this, we offer that, and not very much about actual the benefits, the way it makes you feel. The best example I found, which was a good one, was a company, an IT company, that instead of saying, we provide this infrastructure or we can roll out this solution and all of that, instead they talked about time. They talked about how they can save people time and how time is valuable, and how their solutions helped make people more efficient, save them time, stop them wasting time. And that's a much better way to talk. Can you see the difference? One is about you as the website owner, what you have got to offer, what you can provide. The other is about the person, the receiver. It's about what they will get, what they will benefit from. So I'd encourage you to start talking about your audience and how they're going to feel rather than about what you provide, because that is much more likely to make them complete a call to action.